And this is Bethany, your princess with a big dick. Visit my website, babewithaboner.com, for more free and full-length audios. You can also speak to me live by dialing 1-800-601-6975. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful princess named Bethany. Princess Bethany was loved by her subjects far and wide. She was known for her beauty, generous nature, and she was adored and doted on as a princess should be. This princess, however, had somewhat of a bratty side. She loved to play jokes on people to interrupt the routine of palace life. One day, a prank went a little too far. "Is it true you set off dildo-shaped glitter bombs?" her tutor, Miss Misty, quipped. Princess Bethany bit back a smile and tried her best to look apologetic. The royal guard behind her then sneezed, sending up a puff of bright pink glitter into the air, and the princess couldn't stop her laughter from escaping. As the princess and future ruler of this land, you must understand that your actions affect the welfare of the people you lead. Therefore, you will not be punished for your actions. Bethany almost breathed a sigh of relief, but then Miss Misty finished. You will choose one of your adoring subjects to bear this punishment for you. As your servants, your ladies-in-waiting will be there to witness and assist you. You will see how your actions can have dire consequences for your people. Princess Bethany looked out among the crowd of people, her gaze scanning over them until they landed on someone. She pointed to a curly-haired man in the crowd. The people surrounding him gave birth as the startled man looked around. Immediately, two guards appeared and seized the man, carrying him away. "Now, you must find a punishment to fit your actions. I will leave you to it." Princess Bethany looked at the man kneeling on the floor. He was naked, and his hands were restrained behind him. She loved her subjects and felt genuine distress that this poor man had to receive punishment at her hands. Then her lips curved into a smile as an idea formed. After all, her tutor did say the punishment could be anything. Hours later, panting and moaning, his pleas for mercy took on a note of desperation. A fine sheet of sweat glistened on his body, and his engorged cock dribbled pre-cum onto the floor. "Princess, please, no more, I beg of you." Princess Bethany's fingertips stroked lightly over his rigid cock. He had been edged repeatedly on and off all day. Princess Bethany and her beautiful ladies-in-waiting teased and tormented his cock, stroking, rubbing, sometimes even slapping his dick over and over. Every time it seemed like they would allow him to come, they would slow down their strokes or stop altogether. They pinched his nipples and kissed his lips and even stuffed his ass with butt plugs. Bethany's husky laughter filled his ears, making his body tremble and his cock drool even more. "I'm sorry, pet. I'm afraid I don't think I've learned my lesson yet. You see, this was not supposed to be pleasant for me at all, but I have found my punishment to be quite entertaining." She motioned for her ladies to gather around him. "However, I do understand your torment." Smirking, she pulled up her long, jeweled, embellished gown. His gaze slowly traveled up her white stockings, unable to stop himself from admiring her legs and smooth skin. Then he gasped in shock When his eyes landed on the heavy dick bulging between his princess's thighs, her own precum darkening the material around the fat head of her cock, one of her ladies-in-waiting rushed over to pull down Princess Bethany's pantyhose, while another lady wrapped her hand around Bethany's cock and stroked it. Bethany then approached him and gripped her cock in her hand and rubbed it against his lips, smearing her sticky precum against his cheek and dick-slapping him a few times before presenting her cock for him to suck. Two of her ladies kneeled behind him and placed his hands on the back of his head, pushing his face between Bethany's legs. They coaxed and teased him, commanding him to suck his princess well. They laughed at the slurping sounds he made. Bethany then lifted her leg over his shoulder, squeezing his face to her and fucking his mouth hard. The next morning, Princess Bethany stood in front of her tutor, looking properly contrite. Her pet lay on the floor, weak and exhausted. "I trust you have learned a valuable lesson from this experience," Mistress Misty stated. Princess Bethany nodded in agreement. "Good. Then you will keep him as a reminder to behave like a proper young lady. From now on, he will be your royal whipping boy." "Yes, Miss Misty," Bethany agreed before turning to leave, her eyes gazing over her new personal servant, already forming her next plan for her royal edging boy. "Did you enjoy that? I bet you're wondering if I let my pet come after almost 24 hours of edging, teasing, and denial. Well, the answer is no, and you can't come either. It wouldn't be much of a punishment now, would it? As for his princess, you ask, well, I always get to come."